Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks to the end, what you listen to. If you got some, this here is just for you, so relax yourself and listen in. Cause this is something that you don't wanna miss.
Go by the name T. Mitch, and I am one half the dynamic duo of Soulgasm. You're listening to the Neo Soul Show, powered by XCityL.com.
You say her name.
Finally say yes.
it'll be okay. The time is not for me to stay here. Time to move on. I hope I can be strong. Oh, even though I'm hurt, even though I'm lost, gotta let myself know it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Gotta be real strong, and I know I'm not alone. Just gotta believe it'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Hold your head up high, 'cause if you don't, then you'll find the pain. But I want you to know that it'll be okay.
Take this ride and we'll never come back. Baby, take my hand, come go with me, yeah.
Oh, my, yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Ricchetti, and I'm listening to the Neo Soul Show powered by X2TheL.com. Baby, check it out. You got me mesmerized with your brown eyes and your beautiful smile. Street poetry is my everyday, but every step you take, I hope you pass my way. Baby, in another time I'll give you a try, but if you knew trouble, man, you might pass me by. Like I'm brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. What about Danny? You know, far from basic. Brooklyn girls, you know we keep it fresh and real. I'm a pretty little something on a New York street, but this is how I represent over this here beat. Yeah, you took me out, but sex was on your mind for the whole damn route. Your mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop down cause you couldn't relate.
True love hard to find, but in the meantime, you should go ahead and give me a try. True love is hard to find. In the meantime, you should go ahead and give me a try.
Slow it down. I met the dude from Philly and he said that we should kick it. We smoked the L and reminisce about our past season.
I stroke his ego and he choked my on the weekend.
Making all these promises will drive me crazy. Wondering if my pride got me feeling too strong. Far too long, maybe I'm wrong. The abstract is really so nice. The character is a man never ever minds. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of love and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice. Break it down, break it down like this, and break it down, break it down like this, and break it down like this, and
true love is hard to find, but in the meantime, you should go ahead and give me a try, a try. Waiting on the corner, waiting on the line, waiting for you each and every time. I'm
We've gone through so much, so many ups and downs, so many tears we've cried. Still I feel you by my side. You may not always see me at your window, but please do know you're still my joy.
Even though we may be far, I'll always be here where you are. A sort of mystery to most, nevertheless you'll always grow. Fearless of you, only God's in my mind. Thoughts of you remind me all the time. I'll be with you.
Wanna stop, refocusing on this message that I wanna bring. I spit them rhymes, but sometimes
I just wanna sing.
Make y'all heads high with some smooth beats, bringing knowledge behind Mr. Havoc's heat. This is real, nothing here's no need. Gonna show you what it's like to be me.
Go where the music fills your soul. Living life, always being bold. Let's take evolve into love. Giving kids a reason to look up. Keep moving, time get hard. Keep moving, just straight and do your part. Keep moving, breathe and exhale. Promise love will always prevail. Go where the music fills your soul. Living life, always being bold. Let's take evolve into love. Giving kids a reason to look up.
Everybody in wars and wanna fight. I'm just trying to bring hope and light to those struggling on a daily. Keeping faith, cause I know he'll never fail me. Made music my escape from all the shouting, made my own space. Got involved with lyrics and poetry. Finally found a place to be free.
Go where the music fills your soul. Living life, always being bold. Let's take evolve into love. Giving kids a reason to look up. Keep moving, time get hard. Keep moving, just straight and do your part. Keep moving, breathe and exhale. Promise love will always prevail. Go where the music fills your soul. Living life, always being bold. Let's take evolve into love. Giving kids a reason to look up.
Keep moving, giving it all you got. No matter how hard you do your part, this life has much to offer. Dig deep, you gotta look closer. No matter the struggle, have faith, blessings come double. There's light at the end of this tunnel, I promise. Just gotta keep moving. Time get hard, keep moving. Just pray and do your part. Keep moving, breathe and exhale. Promise love will always prevail.
trip on a train. Your destination is anywhere at all. Walk away without a net. You better be ready.
Yeah. Are we on? I'm going to go ahead and guess that we are on, as it is 10:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night, and I'm listening to the smoothness of my own voice. That can only mean that we are on the greatest neo-soul show on the web, powered by xtothel.com. And myself, along with my partner T. Mitch, is about to deliver to you 60 minutes of neo-soulgasm. What's going on, man?
I'm doing good. You
sound a little funny, man.
Yeah, you always saying that.
Yeah, you sound like you're fading in and out a little bit.
All right, let me work on that. You talk to me for a little bit.
Okay, so tonight, if anyone is watching the ESPY, we are about to give a courage award to Caitlyn Jenner. And I know that as soon as I said that, all of the neo soul show execs all began to hold their breath, thinking that the Q-Man is going to say something crazy. And you damn right he's going to say something crazy.
Okay, you really want to go there, bro?
What is this world coming to? We have to manufacture heroes like this. And, you know, just on the surface, if you're in your 60s, why are you going to name yourself some young girl name like Caitlyn? I refuse to call him that. If anything, that's Blanche Jenner.
Sorry, did you say Blanche?
Yeah.
Blanche Jenner, that's what you had.
What do you make of all this, T. Mitch?
I have many family members of the LGBT.
Yeah, what?
A lot of.
You have a lot of family members. Did we lose you, T-Mitch? T-Mitch is having some issues tonight. And believe me, the last thing they want is me to carry the ball this evening. But I will continue on. I think my issue with this hero thing stems from the fact that, first of all, Bruce Jenner was one of my heroes growing up when I was a small child. But then, doesn't he have 10 kids? At what point, when he was riding the Cardinal Carousel over and over with women, did he realize this wasn't the life he wanted? These are things that somebody needs to explain to me. But that's not what the Neo Soul Show is about. So I'm going to cut myself off right there. I hope you're all doing very well this evening, as we will continue to fumble around with T. Mitch's telephone connection. You know, it's always something with them young guys.
You think?
So the SQs, oh, you're back.
I've been back. You've been talking over me for the last minute.
Oh, you keep cutting off.
No, I was not cutting off. I've been talking, and you just, when you know, you get to 500, you don't hear nothing else.
Okay, what's your take on this, man?
I don't have a take on it. That woman is free to do whatever that man wants to do. I understand.
Oh,
all I understand is the labeling of it. I said I have many family members that are part of the community. I have transgender cousins. I get it on a level that others don't necessarily get it at, and that's where I leave it.
Okay. So do you believe that Bruce Jenner was born this way, even though he has about 10 kids?
I feel like it's not my place to say whether Bruce was born that way or not. I know that Bruce Bruce Jenner was Bruce Jenner and had a family and did whatever Bruce Jenner did, and now Caitlyn Jenner is here, and while I have whatever feelings I have personally about it, which really aren't any different than my opinion, like you said, that ain't what this show was necessarily about.
Very politically correct of you.
I will say this. I do agree with you that the ESPY Award isn't really, that's probably not a good look. And my issue for the ESPY Award is not because of the Bruce Caitlyn scenario. My issue with the ESPY Award is it's a sports award show.
Right.
Caitlyn Jenner was not an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So in giving the award, if you're giving the award because of who Caitlyn once was, then you're not even accepting who Caitlyn is. You're not even really going along with what we're supposed to be doing and acknowledging Caitlyn as a woman. So I'm confused as to why a sports show. I get courage. I get it. But every other person who won the award, whether it was, I can't think of the coach's name right now, Jimmy Valvano,
right.
Whether it was him, whether it was Stu Scott last year, whether it was Michael Sams the year before that, they all are sport-related.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a little confused as to why the Arthur Ashe Award now. That's my only issue. I don't really want to talk about the Jenners because I've been doing enough talking about the Jenners with Kylie and these cornrows and all the nonsense that came with that. I'm just not... How are you doing? All this negativity. How are you doing today?
You hear the rumor that Braxton might be Brown's brother.
I'm sorry, did I hear a rumor that Tony Braxton what?
No. Shannon Brown.
Oh, might be Chris Brown's brother?
Right.
So I see that you figured out how to work the Wi-Fi this fast.
No, not at all.
So you were on the internet or somebody was texting you and telling you like all of the hot topics?
I forget where I saw that at today.
I could care less. Like, it does not intrigue me that this is going to sound real harsh with the way it comes out, but I'm not too fascinated with the fact that there's an African-American male having more than one child with more than one woman. I'm not too fascinated by that. And I'm also not too fascinated that they both happen to have talents in different arenas. I'm not thrown by that at all. Like, I'm not fascinated. Like, if they are brothers, what did we win as a society? What did we win as a community? Like, what did we get out of that? Shannon Brown is, at best, no different than the Intercontinental Champion in wrestling. You're a mid-carder. That's about it. You'll never be great. His claim to fame is that he married Monica.
I didn't know that.
You just call a spade a spade. You had a couple of really good years in Phoenix. I don't even know what team you play for right now. You married Monica. That was a really, really good look. Chris Brown bringing your brother, I don't even know if that's a positive thing. I don't even know if he could then jump up and be like, yeah, okay, because Chris Brown got women breaking into his house, laying naked in his bed. His house got robbed last night or early this morning. His aunt was locked up in the closet. Like, I don't think that that's something you really want to be proud of right now. So, with everything that's going on, I don't, you know what, this is your right to it. So, there's a lot of things, I talked about this last week, shout out to MJ, our producer, there's a lot of things that she doesn't want to talk about on the show and things that she does kind of want to talk about the show. It's funny you brought that up because that was one of the things that she had written down for us to, like, talk about, like Chris Brown and Shannon Brown and that whole, I just didn't want nothing to do with that. I don't want to talk about that.
Time out here. Can I have a 30-second timeout?
Sidebar. What sidebar?
Are you saying that MJ, who has shot up the ranks in terms of importantness in our EO social world, are you saying that she has a list of topics that we are not to talk about?
I am saying that MJ puts together a list of different things that are going on in the music world and industry that there's some she wants us to talk about, and then there's some that she doesn't necessarily think we should.
Can you give me an example of one that we shouldn't?
That DMX was recently sentenced to 6 months in jail for missing child support payments.
I wouldn't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay. That's a no-go. Another one that she didn't necessarily want us to talk about is the blurred line situation. So they went back to court, and what was originally a $7.4 million award is now $5.3 million reward, so it's been reduced, and T.I. has been added to the lawsuit. He wasn't a part of the lawsuit originally, but he and Universal are now part of the lawsuit, and the gays are going to get 50% of any royalties for the Blurry Line song going forward.
I thought maybe there was something juicy that she didn't talk about, because it would...
Well, no, why wouldn't she want us to talk about the juicy stuff? She wanted us to talk, actually, what she chose, what she had circled on her notes that she wanted us to talk about, was that she wanted us to talk about a letter that Eminem wrote to Afeni Shakur about Tupac.
Really? What, that he's still alive or something?
No, not that he's still alive. Everything is not a controversy. Sometimes it's just a thank you. I can't thank your son, so I'm going to thank you. You know, you guys will never know how much you changed my life. He's basically saying that if it wasn't for Tupac, he would have never had the strength to do everything that he's done in music. Uh-huh. Which is amazing. I didn't think that at all. But those are the type of things that, you know, she wants a wholesome show. That's what she wants.
Okay.
So there's nothing written down that, like, is extra controversial. That's your department. See how you started the show? That's you.
Yeah, all right, fine. So what we got
speaking
going
of the
on?
ESPY, wait, hold up. No, before we get into that, because you brought up the ESPY. Speaking of the ESPY, are you going to watch Deshaun Jackson do reality television show?
No, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, he has his reality TV show. I think he's still kind of trying to get a record label off the ground. So I don't know if we're following Deshaun Jackson, the Washington Redskins, or we're following Deshaun Jackson that the Eagles thought was gang affiliated because of rap label. I don't really know which one we're following on the reality show. I'm intrigued to find out which one we're following, though, because his rap career is a lot more interesting than his NFL.
Sounds interesting.
So you might give it a shot.
Well, I'm not much of a reality TV person. I'm sure you probably could have guessed that, though.
I could have. I actually think that you would make for a great reality television star, though.
Oh, I would be fantastic.
I think so. Like, the fact that you don't drink alcohol and the lifestyle that you lead and that you still think that you're as athletically gifted as you were. I'm not going to say how old you are, but a lot of years ago.
I am not ashamed of my age because I look good.
That you do. You got to stop dating yourself, because every time you date yourself, people assume that you and I are the same age. Like, when you were running around telling everybody that you were in Nice and Smooth's entourage, I was getting text messages like, is Smooth cool? I don't know. I wasn't there. I was in like pre-K or something. Like, I was not rolling with them.
See, Mitch, I can still dunk the basketball.
And I guess somewhere that's a feat. I'm just saying. I had a good week, though. Since you asked, I had a great week. Everything is getting less stressful in my life, and you know, with all the changes getting ready to come on, I'm just really focused on this music. So I've been listening to a lot of music. Shout out to everybody that's been reaching out on Twitter and Facebook. It's a whole lot of music, and just ready for the show.
That is excellent. I had a good week as well. I bought myself a very, very nice birthday gift, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think we got something planned for your birthday. All that stuff you talked about, MJ, I actually think we got something planned for your birthday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, don't start apologizing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to showing you my birthday gift, man. It's pretty nice.
All right. So you asked me what's going on tonight. Tonight we are bringing... just got a message from tonight's guest. So let's not stall any longer. So tonight we're bringing back one of our favorites. We interviewed this guest a few years ago, and we had a great time talking with him, learned a lot about him. Refers to himself as the X-Man, and we talked to him about that as well. Recently got his latest project, Smooth, in the mail, and we've been playing that for at least the last month or so on the show. Lamone is back on the Neo Soul Show, so as long as the Q-Man is good, he's gotten all of his controversial stuff off his chest. And he is not about to say nothing. Curry, how about you save the controversial stuff for Lamone? Because I know I remember something about Lamone that you probably don't remember. And when it comes back up, you're going to have some pretty controversial stuff to ask him because of the mood that you're in right now. Oh, how about this? If you're not already in a controversial mood, let's say this. Let me just say this. So we got Lamone's CD in the mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I put Lamone's CD in. And I liked it, and, you know, somebody caught me singing the songs one day, and they tweeted it on the Neo Soul Show page. So MJ got a hold of the CD and started listening to the songs, right? You know what MJ said recently?
What the?
MJ said that Lamone is her baby daddy. Scalzana. So MJ, since she's probably like looking at her phone real angrily right now, if you're ready, we're going to get into a couple of more songs from tonight's guest, Lamone, off of his latest album, Smooth. And when we return, Lamone will be live on the line with us, seeing if he can survive another interview with the Q-Man and C-Mitch. It's the Neo Soul Show. We'll be right back.
Something I can really feel. I just wanna share the phone with you for real. Welcome to the nightlife, where everybody's a celebrity, and dreams turn into reality.
Ha. Street lights mixed with moonlight, the stage is set up already. Once you hit the door, you turn up to 100. Ha. 'Cause everybody's paparazzi, I know you can feel it.
Any reminder that gets you back where we are?
What do you mean?
The sound, man. That sound. Do you remember?
Of course.
We've done this before. We've done this before. We had a great interview.
They called me the elephant.
Yeah. Well, while you do that, I'll bring everybody up to speed and move the show along. So. As I mentioned before, we spoke with Lamont about, I wouldn't even say completely 2 years ago, but you know, we met Lamont when he submitted his music for the Neo Soul Show Top 10 chart when we first started doing that. And we enjoyed his song On the Rocks so much that we decided to get him on the show, which little did Lamont know turned into a firestorm of people sending us music and a lot of guests on the Neo Soul Show. So a lot of guests at Lamont to thank for that. We reached back out to Lamont recently just to catch up with him, see how he was doing, and lo and behold, the project was finished and he was moving it around and we got a CD, and so we worked everything out and we got him back on the show. To all of you guys, love the guests on the Neo Soul Show. We love to bring you what you want. So once again, back on the Neo Soul Show. Everybody's favorite X-Man. So cue your Professor Xavier tonight. MJ is Storm, and I'm going to do a little Wolverine for everybody else if we have an X-Man in our presence. Ladies and gentlemen, the Neo Soul Show. The real soul singer. MJ's favorite. MJ's baby daddy. Lamont.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man? How's everything going?
Everything is everything. Y'all got me up past my bedtime, but it's all good. I'm just not up by 9:30, 10 o'clock, but it's all love.
And I remember that. So when you sent me the message, that's why I laughed. I was like, wait a minute, I do remember the last time we talked, we had the same conversation. So
are
you
still?
Yeah. Do you still have the same? I don't even know if I can call it a day job. Do you still have the same profession?
Night job. Yeah, I'm still doing that. I'm still driving inmates up and down the highway.
Good Lord, I don't see how you do that, man.
Yo, I got to get that business, baby. I got to get that money. The state of Connecticut's got to pay me. I ain't going nowhere. I got 5 left.
Good Lord. And I remember the last time we spoke with you, I remember Q asked you if you had any crazy, if anybody had tried to escape. Now, has that changed? Nobody's tried to run on Lamar, right?
Nah, they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere. Not when I'm transporting them. I got some shackles on nice and snug. No.
All right. Good day. Good day. We don't want you working no harder than you need to.
Exactly.
Right, well, man,
what's going on?
Glad. Everything is good, man. We're glad to have you back on the show.
Glad to be back.
Things got sped up once our still freshly minted producer got a hold of the album.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because, you know,
how do you like it?
First, we absolutely love it. It's still in the, awesome. Still in my car, and they keep wanting to get in the car, and they want their own CDs. She texted me the other day, why didn't he autograph the CD? You should ask him that when we have him on this show.
Oh, you know what? I didn't. Well, you know, I mean, I could always make that happen. We could send out another one. Ain't no biggie.
Definitely. So, Q is, he was making fun of me and my little technical difficulties earlier. He's experiencing the same thing right now. So, it's just,
oh, is
you
it?
Not, you know, it's just me.
Right.
When he comes back, he'll jump back in. So, you already know how this goes. Now, since you've been going, I've gotten a little aggressive is a good word to use with some of the interviews. But you like family, so we just want to talk. You don't got to worry about fake words or nothing like that. I'm not going to ask you that crazy.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're going to catch up. And now, we do start the show the same way we always have. So, first question is never really a question, just for the people, especially in the Neo Soul Show world, that do know you, and for all of the new listeners that we picked up that don't know you, just do us a little favor and tell everybody a little bit about Lamont.
Wow. I guess Lamont is just a singer, artist out of Waterbury, Connecticut, born and raised, you know, been doing this for over 25 years, you know, along with holding down a job. I mean, I'm actually what they call a struggling independent artist. You know, I'm literally financing my career. Two careers at the same time. So, you know, not only am I an independent artist, an unsigned artist, but I do not have a record deal. I'm doing everything on my own right now. I also have a full-time job, like we spoke of earlier. So, you know, that's basically what I'm grinding, literally.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
So, what is that like? Like, what would you say is the hardest part about being an independent artist?
Ooh, the hardest. Oh my God, there's so many hard parts about it. I mean, it's just a constant uphill battle, you know. But I would probably say, off the top of my head, the lack of support. You know, right now with the type of music that I love to do, which is R&B soul, it's really getting pushed to the back burner because a lot of our listeners, they've either grown up or, you know, like they don't buy music anymore,
mm-hmm.
or like ears have just become deprogrammed to what's being force-fed on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. It's like, you know, I am a soul singer. I am an R&B singer. But a lot of times I feel like I have to tweak myself to get people to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? I got to go
right.
Water down a little bit. And it's all good because I'm an artist. I'm able to do that. My heart and soul is definitely with soul art.
Cool. All right, Q. Come on, man. Jump on in.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm having some trouble, but I'm here. How you been, man?
What's up, Q? I'm good, man. I'm a little,
good,
I'm a little on the rocks right now. I'm drinking some Riesling, but I'm good. I'm just keeping it real.
So what's the most exciting thing you've done since the last time you talked to us?
Ooh, since the last time I spoke to you, I did a couple of shows. I think one of the most exciting ones was meeting Jill Scott, because I love her to death. I did a show with her. I did a gig with her in Wallingford, Connecticut at the Oakdale Theater a couple of years back. And the crazy thing is she's coming. I think she's here like... It's not tonight or tomorrow night, but this was like maybe 2 years ago. I did a gig with her, and she was so beautiful and so nice and just very down to earth. So everything that they say about her as far as being down to earth and real, that's her.
Oh, yeah. I would reuse her toothpaste.
Yeah, she has that type of presence, man. And, you know, like when you look at her and you're in her presence, are like kind of dumbfounded. It's like, wow.
Oh,
she was cool though. Wow. She was very cordial. I had an opportunity. I don't know if it was the last time I spoke to you guys. I also did a show with Kim here in Connecticut.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So I've done a couple of things. You know. Yeah.
Wow. Man. I'm thinking about that the rest of the night.
I know he is. He's excited to hear that. So we just gonna go ahead. We gonna get right into it. What are the initial reactions that you're getting from the album?
You know what's crazy? You know, everyone that has listened to it, I guess they love it. I mean, from what they tell me, you know, I don't know what they're saying behind, you know, closed doors or behind my back, but you know, mostly everyone that have hit me up online or whatever. And I usually ask for feedback from everybody, whether it's good or bad. You know, I can take it. And
mm-hmm.
most people love it. You know, a lot of people feel as though it's a riding your car type of CD, you know, bobbing your head down the highway. And that's actually kind of what I wanted. I wanted you to put the CD in and really not have to be able to skip a song. Just be like, yo, I don't even want to skip it. We just want to roll.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it go from track to track. So it's all
right.
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to it. They got this between T. Mitch and our new producer / COO. They got this youth movement going, so they've been listening to the CD.
You.
I can't even get my hands on it.
It.
So.
I got that.
No,
got
you can get your hands on it. All you got to do is hit me up. I got you.
Okay.
Got
yeah, because they doing something over here. It's called ageism. But that's I'm not going to waste the time you got on the air talking about that.
Okay.
I got the sharpshooter lock on that CD. Ain't nobody getting it.
Ain't nobody getting it. All right.
Ain't nobody getting it. Speaking of the CD.
Well, let me
ask
you, what do you think of the CD?
Because my car is full of, like, hip-hop albums.
Gotcha.
And then, like, the last person that was in my car was, like, going through, I want to hear something. And then they find this R&B album. They looked at the cover and was like, you don't look like a rapper. I'm like, because you're not. But we listened to the entire album from first to 12 all the way through. That lets you know I listened to it. I know how many tracks on the album.
Right.
All the way through. And like I said earlier, like they actually like took my phone and tweeted from the show like while I was singing one of the songs. So like I really liked the album.
That's what's up. I appreciate
it.
That.
And I agree with what you said. It's very, trying to find the right word, but I really feel like it's very much rooted in what soul music is and has been forgotten to be.
Right.
Like we can hear it in the beat. We can hear it in the music. We can hear it in your voice. And it's very, very soothing. And I actually told MJ, it's been a long time since we heard a soul song that actually made you want to fall in love with somebody. A very, very long time.
Yo, man, time out. ever since you saw that Magic Mike movie, you keep saying this false stuff. What's going
listen,
on?
Listen, man. Listen, we're not talking about that right now. It's not time for that. So, just for that, I'm gonna steal your question. So, what song on your album was? I don't want to know what's your favorite song. I want to know which song did you have the most fun creating and recording.
The most fun creating it. Let me just be honest with you. None of these joints was fun creating because when I'm in the studio recording, first of all, it's nerve-wracking. I really hate recording. I haven't even mastered the art of recording. I'd rather sing live because it's like, you know, it is what it is. You know, if you make a mistake live, you can't go back. It just happens. Uh-huh. We're in the studio. I'm trying to be perfect. I'm trying to correct mistakes. Sometimes I got to go back and read stuff over. So none of these songs were fun making in the studio. I would say the video for To Please was fun making.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, the songs in the studio, I don't think any of them was, I mean, you know, I like doing what I do, but it was no fun.
That's interesting.
It's work.
I think that's the first honest answer to that question that we've gotten.
Yeah, it's weird, man. You know, like, it's not fun, but, you know, the ending result makes me happy. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Thank you, man, since I took that one.
Yeah, you take my question. You see how you are, man? I told you. Ever since that movie, you've been acting up.
What's that, the Magic Mike movie? Or what?
Yeah. Let me ask your opinion on that. T. Mitch went to see that movie, and he didn't just go see it. He went to see, like, a preview of it, and he came back, like, dancing and really cutting up. What is your take on that, man?
Honestly, I haven't even seen the movie. I've never seen Magic Mike, and, I guess they got another one out right now. I really didn't have any interest in going to see it either, but... I mean,
see that, T-Mitch? That's because he's a manly man, T-Mitch. That's why he hasn't seen either one, and neither has I.
I mean, but I don't know if you want to see it. I mean, hey, if you want to see it, that's fine. But listen, I'm not going front and say I wouldn't see it, like if it came on TV or something, or, you know, HBO. I might just keep it real quick to see what it's all about, if it's not an actual storyline.
That's my man right there, T-Mitch. He's not trying to burn either bridge. I ain't even mad at you, man.
Yeah.
So the question, you know, the interview question.
See, you're being sensitive, T-Mitch, but I'm going to move on because you're doing that thing you do.
You know what? This is what we're going to do, T-Mitch. I'm going to watch the movie when it comes on
Thank
cable.
You.
How about that?
I can rock with that.
I'm not gonna go to the movies to see it though, but when it come on cable, I'm gonna watch it.
So, when is your very next appearance?
As of right now, my very next appearance will be a festival that we're doing here in Waterbury, Connecticut, around August 15th. It's called the Spirit of Unity Festival, which is gonna feature myself, Dawn Tallman, Phil Perry. I don't know. Phil Perry, but he's an awesome artist.
Yeah.
Sings his face off. He's headlining the festival, and most of the other artists on the bill are, you know, artists who are locally, like myself. And that's going to be a great thing. But other than that, I've just been in the studio, just banging out a bunch of tracks. I'm working on an EP right now with Josh Brown, great house producer who's out of Jersey. That's going to be my next project. I'm doing an EP with Josh Balon. So that's currently in the work. So as far as, I mean, you know, anything could happen. I mean, as of right now, that is appearance. But, you know, my phone rings and stuff comes up left and right. You know, can you make an appearance here? Can you do this show? So you never know what could happen. That could change tomorrow.
Right, right. Now, is that an R&B song, or is that, are you getting into a house music / R&B thing?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Josh is mainly known for house music, but the particular track that we're working on right now is very soulful, very reminiscent of like a old school Earth, Wind & Fire type of vibe. So, you know, yeah, it's bananas. So I put it this way, I got to do my good singing on this track.
That sounds interesting. I could see, but you know what? You have a voice that would be great in a good house music song. You know that, though.
Well, I appreciate that, and I respect that. But I don't know if you know, I actually did a house song with Josh Belong. It was entitled Your Eyes. He actually produced that song for me. And the crazy thing is, you know, I was never really familiar with the house world. But when I started a couple of house shows, and you know, with all the love that I got, I was like, "Yo, you know what? I think I can do this." So there's a lot of love.
They were packed, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And like the love that they give you is just bananas.
You know?
It's like they feel the music. Like sometimes it almost becomes spiritual. It's crazy.
Wow. All right, T. Mitch, I'm back on topic, okay? It's all you now. All right. I'm back on topic.
Glad to hear it. This next question actually isn't mine. Lamone, this normally doesn't happen. I actually got a text message from the producer, and she wants us to ask you a question. She wants to know, since you don't, well, that's not that you don't like it, but you know, the work in the studio, you just said it's not necessarily fun while you're in the studio. She wants to know, what does Lamone do in his spare time for fun?
Yeah, I'm laughing because, you know, the sound effects in the background of the, you know, the What do I do in my spare time for fun? Let me tell you something. I'm probably the most boring person because I really like to just lay back and chill. I'm serious. Like, you know, I like to relax, chill with a glass of wine. I mean, I am a workout head. I do a lot of, you know, working out in the gym in my spare time. I like to hang out with a select group of friends, you know, and do the lounge thing. You know, I'm really not into the club thing anymore, but I'm really just a laid back type of person. You know, like any type of atmosphere that's chill, laid back, and smooth, that's me.
Okay.
Well, I gotta wait to get the text message to see if she cares about that answer.
Tell her I apologize. That's not what she was expecting, but she got, you know, maybe she got a little more.
Actually, she said, "Me too. Oh my God, we're soulmates."
Oh, big God.
We're going to have a drink.
Oh, God. I don't understand.
Speaking of the shows, for all of the new listeners and the people that are being introduced to you for the first time, you know, they hear that you performed, you know, with Joe, with Kim. Just give them a little brief, you know, preview of, you don't have to sing, just tell them what it's like. I don't want you giving anything out for free. Tell
what it's like.
Performance is like.
I think a Lamone performance, I like to engage my audience. I like to make them feel like, you know, we've known each other for a while. I don't like to be on stage and seem like a stranger, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to get personal with my crowd. I like to look in your face, because if I don't, it becomes intimidating, you know what I mean?
Right.
If you make me feel comfortable, I make you feel comfortable. You know, a lot of times, it's like we're having a conversation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like for you, it's like you're invited in my house, you know, you're in my living room, and we just chilling. That's the vibe I like when I'm on stage. That's basically it. And hopefully I'll sound good. If I don't sound good, maybe I'll look good. I don't know.
Oh,
That's a great answer, man. That's a great answer.
It might be the Riesling talking too, though, y'all. So.
That was a good one. You threw me off. T-Mitch, he speaks for himself, man. Very rarely do I ask him anything. He comes on.
I know.
He's entertaining. He tells you what you want to know. Everybody should be like you, man.
I'm just trying to be me. That's all, you know. I hope I ain't too crazy, but like I said, I was drinking.
Oh, please.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I did hear one of y'all don't drink, right?
What's that?
Wait, what happened with the drink?
No, I was saying I heard that one of y'all don't drink, so I hope I'm not you.
Yeah, I don't drink, man. I'm too silly. Oh. Like, I can't drink.
Oh, okay. It's all good, you know. You be the one at the bar drinking some water in the wine glass.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, exactly, man.
All right, hey, I ain't mad. I won't talk about it.
Sprite.
You be the designated driver, you know what I mean? You be the one that's watching over everybody's back.
Every time, man. Plus, you know, I don't want to finally drink around my lady and then tell her about the Samoan family I got that she don't know about. So,
damn.
I just don't.
I hear that. Because, you know,
I didn't want to hear that.
Sorry, T-Bitch. Hey.
You ain't sorry. Ask the president question.
Well, you pretty much asked that question.
No, I didn't.
You kind of did.
I asked what song was the most fun to make. That has nothing to do with your question.
It was very similar. Okay, here's my question.
You know what's crazy? I'm still trying to think of that, too. The most fun to make. Wow.
Well, while you're thinking about that, here's an easy one. This one's
okay.
Easy. So my question is, if you had the opportunity to sing one song to the president and first lady, which one would you sing and why?
Oh, damn. Wow. You, I think he stumped me right there. I would really need more time to think about that.
Really?
Yeah, for the president and the first lady, like, I wouldn't want to sing anything that isn't appropriate. Like, it would have to, I mean, come on, that's the first African-American president that we've had. It would have to be something, like, meaningful, appropriate, and just right.
Right.
You know, and there's so many songs to choose from. Like, I don't even know if I can narrow it down to one joint right now.
Well, if you come up with that before we go, you let us know.
Definitely. Wow. That's a very good question. I apologize. I don't have one particular song off the top of my head.
Dude, I didn't even want to ask.
Maybe. I don't know. And this is just because of the title, but I'm So Proud.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would change the words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I would take that.
That's just off the top of my head, but who knows? At the time, I would probably change my mind and say something else.
I'm trying to think. I think I got one more.
That's your main
question.
One, Seth.
I'm debating on whether to ask that borderline aggressive question or just. I'm gonna ask you. The producer actually was like, "Go ahead, ask." So, you and I touched on it a little earlier while Q was having some of his technical difficulties. So. Where do you see R&B soul or soul music in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years?
Yeah.
with artists like myself, I would really hope that it turns around and makes a comeback. You know, you have a lot of artists out there who are really doing good R&B soul music. You know, like I said before, it's just being pushed to the back burner because of lack of support. But I think everything runs in cycles. You know, right now, you know, we're still coming out of that EDM phase. You know, everything is very electronic sounding right now. I think real music, real instrumentation, and real singing is going to come back. I'm hoping it will. You know, I hope I'm one of the ones to bring it back to help, you know, usher it in.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Right now, you got a lot of other ethnicities trying to sound like us, and it's obvious that they're influenced by what we do. So I think it's only right that it makes a reemergence, you know, from the people who live it and breathe it.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So you got my vote. I'm saying it's going to come back. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so we got the resurgence of soul music in the next 5 years.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be called Neo Soul or anything else soul. It's just going to be straight up soul.
Okay.
Well,
and I'm hoping the categories will be placed back on the award shows so we can see them and view them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, give it back its own category. Give
yeah.
Give it back its own genre instead of grouping it with R&B.
Exactly. Because, like, the lines are so blurred right now, you don't know what the hell it was.
I know that's right. All right. See, that was the aggressive question. I knew I'd get the answer.
And that was bad.
Q, see, when it comes to music, Q is very politically correct. He's just like, whatever the genre is, the genre is. I support the guest on the Neo Soul show. I'm cool with that.
Right, and right.
I'm kind of like, while I love everybody that we bring on the show, I'm well aware that the reason we have a show is because mainstream media has just taken a crap on what we know to be soul music.
Right. Absolutely.
The whole reason we have a platform, the whole reason we can get the artists to come on the show is why we're able to play 30 straight minutes of music that today's R&B soul fans have not heard.
Right, right.
Because the, you know, mainstream is not looking for that. They may, you know, they're doing their own thing, got their own agenda. So I would hope so. I would hope in the next 5 years to say that Not only would you and the other artists that we've interviewed be at the forefront of that resurgence, but that, you know, guys like myself and Q get to go along for the ride and say, you know, we were there in the beginning. We helped plant some seeds and we helped, you know, get that sound out and get these voices and these people out heard to the masses that were still looking for soul,
right,
and not, you know, manufactured rhythm and blues.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely, I totally agree. But you know, I also think I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man. No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, I also think shows like yours, you know, X to the L, you know, the Neo Soul Show, for being true to artists like myself and, you know, the rest of the artists out there who are really trying to keep soul music and R&B music alive. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys and a lot of shows like you guys, we really would be non-existent. Like, you know, like I said, we're really being pushed to the back of the bus. It's sad, but I just want to thank you guys for, you know, remembering me. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Little old me. Yeah. I definitely respect that. So, thank you.
Well, we're glad to have you, man.
Definitely. We're men of our word. You know, Q ends every interview telling the artist that, you know, keep in contact with us. We're going to be watching. We're going to be, you know, reaching out. So, you know, you came to mind and was like, you know, let me check on him and see how he's doing.
Absolutely. I definitely appreciate that. And be on the lookout because there will be a digital version of my CD, which will include 3 extra bonus tracks.
Okay.
Yeah, bonus tracks.
Yeah.
Sounds
Thank
good,
you.
Man.
I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Lamont.
Hey, man. Thanks for hanging out with us, man. We always love to have you on, man, and we can't wait to talk to you again.
Definitely. It's been a pleasure. You know, whenever y'all want to chat, just, you know, hit a brother up. We'll work something out.
All right, man. We appreciate it. You take care, man.
Have a good night.
All right, man. You too. Peace.
Peace. The X-Men. The real soul singer.
That's my guy, man.
Yeah, man, I enjoy definitely right up there on the top of that list as a favorite, easily. So my question to you is, did you give your QC away earlier in the show when I was having technical difficulties?
No, not at all.
Okay, so with that said, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for a little QC with Q-Man.
I heard something this week that really disturbed me, but before we get to it, I want to say that for all of you that are blessed to be watching sports during this time, you are witnessing the greatest female tennis player that has ever walked the earth in Serena Williams. A woman who serves the ball as fast as the men do and punishes every female that they put in front of her. She is an animal, and she is the best that we will see female-wise playing tennis. Now, that being said, if you are a black man, you know that Serena Williams is fine. Period. And in an interesting twist, this week, many people have made the comment that Serena Williams looks like a man. Now, the two comments that I've heard this week are that Serena Williams looks like a man and Caitlyn Jenner is a beautiful woman. I hope I don't need to explain to you how ridiculous these comments are. But for those of you that I do, when this is over, Google Serena Williams and take a couple of looks at her and tell me if she looks like a man. Because I think she's all woman. And if I saw a man with those type of curves, I would think the world's coming to an end. And I'm not going to touch the Caitlyn Jenner beautiful thing. We'll just leave that alone. So go ahead, take a look, formulate your own opinions. But this is how bad the world is now. That Caitlyn Jenner is beautiful and Serena Williams looks like a man. That's all I got to you, bitch.
You and I go out to talk off air. Next week on the Neo Soul Show, we are going to, because we didn't want to, even though this is the third Wednesday, we didn't want to lose the Wednesday Rewind, so we're going to do a Wednesday Rewind recap, I guess, so to speak. We're going to take one of the chances of Soul's old episodes and replay that episode, and I will still give you guys the more music in the beginning of the show. But, you know, it's summertime, and Q and I kind of deserve a little vacation, so we're probably going to do that next week, and then we'll get right back on it. We have Jungle Leaves on the Neo Soul Show in August, and Rose. Artist reached out to me. We're trying to get her booked, and so, you know, moving forward, and Q-Man and I got to have a conversation, figure out which one of us are going to do a Wednesday Rewind next. So that's what we got coming up.
All right, man. Sounds good. That's all you got?
That's all I got, man.
And giving me a week off? I don't believe it. Well, I'm not going to argue that. But T. Mitch and myself and our boss, MJ, we will be back next week, and we will... or in 2 weeks when we try to do better. But you mentioned myself, check out xtdl.com. There's a lot going on. And until next time, we are out of here.
Good night, everybody.